cattle market started the week off with some pretty good gains, actually seeing live cattle set all-time new contract highs early in the week and trading above that strong 250 level. Even cash broke above 250 on a few cases. But also then following up with feeder cattle, seeing some new all-time contract highs the following session. But both of them traded with some pretty good strength on Tuesday. And we started to see a little technical selling step into the market. We trimmed our gains on Tuesday, but by Wednesday, we saw some selling come into the marketplace, and Thursday, we expanded it. So the markets are well off their all-time contract highs right now. Can the markets recover? Well, we're starting to see a little bit of a calmer attitude as far as the war in Iran, as the U.S. and Iran appear to have some sort of a peace deal in the works. Ceasefire continues to hold, and now Israel and Lebanon have signed a peace deal, or at least a ceasefire deal as well. That's causing crude oil to come under some heavy pressure. That should help support cattle, but we're also looking at a cattle on feed report. We're looking at some pretty strong levels as far as cattle are concerned. Once we get up to this level, we normally see the consumer start to push away the beef at the dinner plate. And with pork and chicken at much lower prices than last year at this time, it's starting to influence a little bit of demand to switch out of beef into some of the other protein sources. We have the barbecue season that's going to be starting here pretty soon. Beef is usually favored when that happens. So that's the one caveat we've got, is that domestic demand could continue to see a pretty good push as long as the consumer, or as long as prices can continue to be somewhat competitive. And the consumer can see a little bit more disposable income coming from lower energy costs and a little bit of a better stock market. Overall, Cattle and Feed Report will help set the tone for the cattle. They've seen a lot of things this week with setting all-time highs and now slipping off. But there's still a little ray of hope that we could test those highs one more time.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.